would like to introduce you to the SGEM Global team. From Brazil, we have Bianca and Marcio.
Yay!
Hey, hi, Mike.
Hello.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, yeah, so I'm Bianca. I'm from Brazil. I did emergency medicine in the first emergency medicine residency here in Brazil, and I graduated in 2009. And I still live in Porto Alegre, so the first residency was also here in Porto Alegre.
So Bianca, you can always refer to yourself as number one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you are number one.
Yeah, we are the number ones. That's great. And I live here in Porto Alegre, and I'm married to Marcio.
Oh, so a husband and wife team, excellent.
Yeah,
there we go.
So my name is Marcio. I'm married to Bianca, as she stated before, and I'm also number one. I also came from the same residency. And
Marcio, when it comes to the two of you, you will always be number two.
Number two. Yeah, you're smart.
I am a smart married man.
Yeah,
definitely. And we both did an ultrasound, emergency medicine ultrasound fellowship in Boston with Vicky Nobo and Andrea Litepo. If they're listening to us, a big hug and kisses for them. And we are very happy to be here talking to you.
Well, yep. I think it's great having you on the SGEM Global team. I'm wondering, what do you love most about emergency medicine?
Oh, that's a tough question. We cannot say everything, right?
Oh, sure you can. But the questions only get easier after this.
It's like being on scrub is awesome. Working in a team is great. And dealing with the unexpected is more than great. It's like not knowing what's going to happen is great for me. I love it.
Well, I let off with the hard question. Maybe I could give you an easier question. How did you find out about the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine?
Well, I was browsing in different podcasts, and I get to know the Skeptic is with the episode about the use of thrombolytics and stroke. And we were having this discussion in our hospital, and it was like a really big discussion because the people responsible for the whole neurological theme here in Brazil are from our hospital, and we are always like checking with them and discussing the articles. And so that came like perfect.
So we never stopped listening to it.
So it was good timing then. It was good timing,
yeah,
and it was clinically relevant for what you were doing at the time. That's great. What do you like most about the SGEM then?
Being skeptic. That's the best part.
I remember when I was, there is this changing moment in my life when I was really young, and I had this teacher, she taught me the scientific method, and that changed my life. I remember that like vividly nowadays, and being skeptical is like my
number one priority.
So that's a nice historic reference to how you sort of got inspired to be skeptical and a critical thinker and the scientific method. Do you think you could share with the SGEM audience how you got involved or how you came to know about the SGEM Global?
Oh, that's a good story.
So I don't know if you remember, Ken.
How could I forget? What was that,
almost
Bianca?
Almost Halloween. An ASAP conference 2014. It was a great meeting, and we discussed about the global thing, and we were like very excited when you said, you know, you'll be able to translate to Portuguese the SGM, and we're like, really? Oh, like, really? So we got very excited. We couldn't believe it.
I just remember Batman was there, but
yeah.
Definitely.
Yes, some of the most inspiring things from Foam, and Foam started, I think, over a pint of Guinness beer. I could be corrected on that. But, you know, some of the most inspiring things can happen in those social gatherings. And we did meet at a Foam hangout at ASEP, the American College of Emergency Physicians meeting. And it is true, I was wearing a Batman mask for part of the night as my alter ego, Bat Doc. So perhaps there will be photos that will appear on the internet later. So guys, what do you think you can bring to the Portuguese SGEM audience?
So I was amazed when I discovered Formed, the initiative, and also the SGEM was very useful for our practice. We are learning and we can share experiences.
Yeah.
So I think it will be very nice if we have that in our language and to check and get in touch with other emergency physicians here in Brazil and share the knowledge.
And being able to transmit what we think it's very interesting, very good to Portuguese speakers also. And I think that's going to be great. Yeah. And we hope to do a very good job on that.
Definitely not just in Brazil.
Yeah.
All the Portuguese speakers in the world. Yeah.
Well, I asked the SGEM Global team to pick three historic SGEM episodes and to translate and podcast those. So I was wondering if you could tell me which historic SGEM episodes did you pick and why?
So the first one will be the first one. Yeah. So the first one, I think it is really nice because it explains what are your ideas, what is Formed, and I think that's a good way to start and show them what you're doing, what you have been doing during this 9-something episodes.
90,
yeah.
Yeah. And number two is going to be the Rise Up. There we go. The early go directed therapy versus usual care for sepsis. I think it's a very important topic for like all around the world, not just in Canada or US or English speaker countries. So I think it's a very important one to be translated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very groundbreaking paper. I think those sepsis papers this year have had a huge impact on
totally.
Sepsis management.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And I was in residency when the early go like came out. And so for us, it's like reviewing this is very nice. And we remember a lot of stuff from that time.
And the last one, of course, like we are kind of ultrasound passionates. We have to translate the number 94. Like you better think ultrasound for acute abdominal aneurysm.
All right. Well, you know, we've talked a lot about foam. We've talked about the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. We've talked about your passions in emergency medicine, and it sounds like ultrasound is clearly one of them.
Yep.
But come on, you've got to do something outside of medicine. Give that Portuguese SGEM audience or that global audience some insight into the dynamic duo that'll be podcasting from Brazil.
Oh. Of course, there's a life besides medicine, right? So I love to sing. I love to play guitar. I love to exercise and go out with my dog. So I have a kind of normal life, you know? I like to enjoy that.
A normal emergency doctor. That must be quite abnormal.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm a photographer also. And we drove to all United States like for 40 days taking photos, which is very, very nice.
Camping.
We have like, I love camping, and I also, I love drawing. So I draw in my computer. We are computer like
fans. Yeah, we're geeks. We're
totally geeks.
Well, I think it's really important that you have some interests outside of medicine, and it keeps us grounded and it keeps us human. So I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, before I let you go and before you start podcasting in Portuguese as part of the SGEM Global team, can you give the SGEM tagline? Remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine, but in Portuguese?
Sure, we can do that. Lembre-se de ser cético
com qualquer coisa que você aprende.
Mesmo que você tenha ouvido no Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.
Excellent. Well, guys, I know that this is going to be a huge success having the two of you podcasting from Brazil. Thank you very much for agreeing to be part of the SGEM Global project.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah.